And then, in here, on the way back to the New Testament, let's go to the book of James. James chapter 4. I want to show you something, because remember, James was our Lord's earthly brother. He was also the pastor, the first pastor of the first church. You know, I chuckle every time I drive around, you know, and there's the first church. I think the real first church was in Jerusalem, and it was James was the pastor of it. And he wrote five chapters to those early believers. James, a servant of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. And he wrote James the epistle. Well, you know what he says in chapter 4? We need to mortify our personal worldliness. James reminds us in James 4 and verse 4 that friendship with the world, especially that which causes us to lust for what we don't have, makes us God's enemy. James 4, adulterers and adulteresses, don't you know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. And what characterizes this friendship with the world? Verse 2, you lust and don't have, you murder and covet, you can't obtain, you fight in war, you have not because you ask not, you ask and don't receive because you ask amiss that you may spend it on your pleasures. He says you're so self-focused. You need to mortify your personal worldliness. You need to remember your personal unworthiness. You need to trust the omnipotent God and rest in the omniscient God and embrace the goodness of God. But look at verse 8 in James 4. There's another truth I'm sure Paul would have loudly proclaimed, and that is pursue friendship with God. Look at verse 8. Draw near to God, James 4, 8. Draw near to God. By the way, that's an imperative. It's a command. That means we can do it. We can make conscious choices that I want to be closer to you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. How does that happen? John 14, 21. He that has my commandments and keeps them shows that he loves me, and the one who loves me, I will love him, and I and my Father will manifest ourselves. We'll show our friendship. Jesus said, we will reveal ourselves if you will pursue friendship with God. Here's the last one. The bottom line, let's go back to Philippians 4. And there's only one other passage, and we'll be done, okay? But Philippians 4, back to where we started. What Paul is talking about in verses 11 through 19 is he enjoyed being satisfied by God. In fact, the word content is literally the Greek word for being satisfied and needing nothing. It's kind of that Thanksgiving dinner about 15 minutes before the end of the meal when you're satisfied and then you keep going, you know, then you feel awful. But at about 15 minutes before the end, we're fully satisfied. And there comes this point where we realize how wonderfully every desire, every need is met. That's what satisfaction means, that we're full. And you know what Paul said? I enjoy being satisfied by God. I enjoy him teaching me how to be abased, verse 12, how to abound. I appreciate, verse 13, his power. And in verse 19, I appreciate watching God supply everything I need. He said, I'm satisfied in God. Kind of like David said, I will awaken in your likeness and be satisfied. Paul says, no matter what comes, what I face, God supplies me and I'm satisfied. Now, there's a nice little piece from church history about someone who read Paul's epistles and who was brought to Christ through the gospel that Paul preached and became a pastor. He followed Paul in the centuries that followed. And this young man, his name was John Chrysostom. He lived in the capital of the empire, Constantinople of the Eastern Empire. And one day he was fearlessly preaching in Constantinople against materialism and against frivolity and against wasting money on, you know, excesses and you know, getting back to Christ-like living, and his message somehow was reported to the emperor who lived in the same town. So he got a warning from the emperor to cut back, to tone down his preaching about Christ. And this is when the church was allowed, it was legalized after Constantine. And so this preacher, Chrysostom, wouldn't stop, kept preaching, and so he was called in and threatened by the emperor. And this is a record from church history, what he said. The emperor said he would banish him from the pulpit. And Chrysostom said, "You can't banish me, for this world is my father's house." So the emperor said, "I will slay thee." And Chrysostom said, "Nay, thou canst not, for my life is hid with Christ in God." So the emperor said, "I will take away all of your treasures." And Chrysostom said, "Nay, but thou canst not, for my treasure is already in heaven where my heart is." Then the emperor said, "Then I will drive thee away from man, and thou shalt have no friend left on earth." To which Chrysostom replied, "Nay, thou canst not, for I have a friend in heaven from whom thou canst not separate me. I defy thee, for there is nothing that thou canst do to hurt me." Now that is a bold servant. But that was one who was trusting in the goodness and the all-knowing, omnipotent God, and was satisfied